You are so worthy. You are so worthy. We humble ourselves before you. Holy Spirit, just speak to me now what you need to speak. No flesh, no flesh. Oh, the glory of God is so strong here. I'm going to need a catch. Oh, oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Pastor Patty asked me to speak to you tonight because of the favor of God that's on my life. Favor of God. It's you for every one of you. Every one of you. He says every one of you. For those that don't know me, I run an agency called the Canadian Center for Abuse Awareness. I started it in the basement of my house 21 years ago. And I was the woman at the well. I was three husbands, two abortions, ended up when he's killed himself. And the Lord got a hold of me. And I went to a meeting where Brother Russ prophesied over me. And God got a hold of me. This ministry got a hold of me. And what the Lord has done, he can do with you. I have grade 9 education. I am not equipped. I'm not equipped. But what I learned, I was a millionaire. And I lost it all. Because I didn't tithe, I didn't offering, I didn't give it to the Lord. You see, it's all about his heart. Your offering is his heart. And if you love him, and you want his heart, and you care, some nights I say, Lord, I'm so sorry for you, what's happening in the world. But I want you to know, I'm a witness. I'm a testimony. We shall overcome by the blood of the Lamb.
Amen.
And the word of our testimony, that what the Lord has done, the favor in my life with the government, with the Prime Minister, Order of Ontario. I can go on and on and on. But I want to tell you this one story that's going to, I hope, witness to you. But I have two dogs. And Helena, the worship leader that worships here, we share a house. And I heard the Lord say, Ellen, I don't want you to buy a house. I had very little money left over from my divorce. Oh, Jesus, help me get through this. But I knew it was him. It didn't make sense in the natural. So what you see in the natural, it doesn't always have to make sense. But I knew it was the Lord. And for 2 years I leased. And we didn't have such nice places to stay because with two big dogs, nobody wants you. But I knew it was God. And I sold and I gave offerings till it hurt. Because you see, I want to really say to him, I love you so much and I trust you. You're my provider. I can give it all away. And I did. As much as poured into me, I poured out. And I know many of you have benefited from my warehouse that's overflowing with product. But for 2 years, we leased. And one day, Pastor Victoria said to me, on a Monday, I'll never forget, Ellen, someone's going to buy you a house this week. And I said, that is so far out. But I receive it, because that's so crazy. And Pastor Victoria is my pastor, and she's very prophetic. And on the Thursday, I went out for lunch with a really dear friend. And she said, we were talking about nail polish, nothing serious. And right in the middle of it, she said, Ellen, I want to buy you a house. Right in the middle of it, I said, what? She said, yes. Yeah. She said, the Lord told me 2 years ago to buy you a house. But I didn't feel released to tell you till today. And I really believe the Lord was saying, do you trust me, Ellen? Do you trust me? Do you trust me? And I think he's saying to you tonight, do you trust me? Do you trust me? Don't go into debt. I'm not saying going into debt, but give till it hurts. Sow into this property. Sow into this ministry. It's healed so many. I'm walking proof. I did my healing on the floor of this church and my gathering place. So I want you to know that I'm a testimony to what the Lord can do. And I really believe tonight that he's saying, do you love me? Do you love me? Do you love me? Show him. That's your worship to him. You don't give to get. Do it with a pure heart. And he will, oh, Oh, he will overflow. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Holy Spirit, that you're speaking to everyone's heart right now. And we give you all the praise. You're so worthy. You're worthy of it all. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, I want to humble myself before him right now. I humble myself before him. Humble yourself before him. Humble yourself before him. And he will bless you. He wants to bless you. He's a blessing God. He's a blessing God. Thank you, Jesus. Bless them, Lord God. We love you.